Good afternoon, beautiful souls. I'm Madonna Guy from New Leaf Natural Therapies here in Brisbane, Australia. I want to take you on a journey today that starts with how Ozempic and these drugs actually got kicked into action and why they're such a phenomenon worldwide today and what we're seeing long term. Because it's really one of the biggest medical and cultural shifts of our time, the rise of GLP medications like Ozempic and Wegovy. But to understand what these drugs are doing to people, the good and the not so good, we need to understand where they came from, what the original research showed, and how our own natural GLP-1 and GIP systems work or sometimes don't work. So let's start at the beginning. Back in the 1960s and 70s, researchers noticed something strange. If you gave someone glucose orally, their insulin response was much stronger than if you gave the same amount of glucose intravenously. This became known as the incretin effect. It meant the gut was doing something, sending a signal that amplified insulin release. Fast forward to the 1890s and 1990s, and scientists identified two major incretin hormones, or peptides, GLP-1, the glucagon-like peptide 1, and GIP, glucose-dependent insulinotropic polypeptide. They discovered that GLP-1 boosts insulin, suppresses glucagon, slows gastric emptying, reduces appetite, calms inflammation, and protects the heart and brain. But there was a problem. GLP-1 is destroyed in minutes by an enzyme called DPP4. So researchers asked, what if we could create a GLP-1 that doesn't break down so fast? That question led to the first GLP-1 medications. Exenatide from Gila Monster saliva. Yep, really. Liraglutide and semaglutide, which is the Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus. Originally designed for type 2 diabetes, they quickly became known for something else, dramatic weight loss. And that's where the story really takes off. Natural GLP-1 and GIP, what are they supposed to do? So, just before we talk about the medications, let's talk about the real incretins, the ones that your body makes. GLP-1 is produced in your gut when you eat fiber, protein, healthy fats, polyphenols, resistant starch, and fermented foods. It signals you've had enough, slow down digestion, balance blood sugar, calm inflammation and reduce appetite. GIP is produced earlier in the small intestines and signals insulin release, fat metabolism, bone formation, endocrine balance. Together, GLP-1 and GIP coordinate the entire post-meal metabolic response. They're elegant, they're efficient, they're beautifully designed. So why do they stop working for so many people? This is the part nobody talks about, but as a naturopath, this is where my brain goes. People say my body doesn't make GLP properly or my appetite regulation is broken. But the truth is more nuanced. First reason, incretin resistance. Just like insulin resistance, tissues can become resistant to GLP-1 and GIP. Chronic inflammation blunts the receptors. The signal is there, but the body can't hear it. Reason number two, DPP4 overactivity. Some people break down GLP-1 too quickly. Chronic inflammation, infections, and immune activation can increase DPP4 activity. Reason number three, gut damage. GLP-1 and GIP are produced in the gut. If the gut is inflamed and permeable, if it's dysbiotic, post-antibiotic, post-infection, then the cells that produce incretins simply don't function well. Reason number four, ultra-processed diets. These foods bypass normal gut sensing, reduced fiber fermentation, they alter bile flow, and they disrupt our microbiome metabolites. So the gut stops sending the message, I'm full. Reason number five, chronic stress and trauma. So sympathetic overdrive reduces vagal tone, alters your gut motility, changes your microbiome composition, and suppresses incretin release. So the natural system is there, but it's overwhelmed. Now, GLP-1 medications, what do they do differently? If our body isn't working, how do they work? Drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy are GLP-1 receptor agonists. They resist DPP-4. They last for days. They provide a strong, constant signal. They dramatically reduce appetite. They slow gastric emptying. They improve blood sugar and reduce inflammation. They bypass the natural system and deliver a pharmacologic dose of GLP signaling. And that's why they work so well, but it's also why the side effects can be so significant. So the people that I'm seeing in the clinic, the ones people message me about, they've got the Ozempic face because they've got a rapid loss of facial fat. This isn't a mystery. GLP-1 drugs cause rapid weight loss, strong appetite suppression, reduced calorie intake. The body burns fat everywhere, including the face. When facial fat disappears quickly, the skin sags, the collagen looks thinner, the cheeks hollow, wrinkles deepen. It's not about age, it's about volume loss, but it looks like aging. The second thing that happens is muscle loss. It can create this problem called sarcopenia. This is one of the biggest concerns. When the appetite drops dramatically, protein intake falls, calorie intake falls, and the body enters a catabolic state. Without enough protein and resistance training, the body burns muscle. This links to slower metabolism, weakness and fatigue, poorer glucose control, frailty risk, and long-term aging acceleration. The third thing that can happen is bone loss. Bone is a living tissue that responds to load and nutrients and hormones. So rapid weight loss reduces mechanical load. Low appetite reduces nutrient intake. Hormonal shifts alter bone turnover. The result is reduced bone density, slower healing, and higher fracture risk. The fourth thing that can happen is collagen loss and accelerated aging appearance because collagen synthesis requires protein, vitamin C, zinc, copper, glycine, proline, stable hormones. So when people are barely eating, collagen production drops. The skin thins, elasticity decreases, and connective tissue weakens. This is why some people look so much older on GLP-1 drugs, even though their metabolic health, short term at least, is improving. So GLP-1 medications are powerful. They can be life-changing. They can reduce inflammation, improve blood sugar, and help people who have struggled for decades. But they are not magic and they're not without cost. And they do not replace the natural incretin system. They override it. So, understanding the history, the physiology, and the side effects helps us to use these tools wisely and helps people make informed decisions about their body, their health, and their long-term well-being. I'm going to do a part two on how tri-GLP physiology protects muscle, bone, and collagen, even while on GLP medications. Have a great day. See you soon.